Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Show. This is Allie from 103.7 KISS FM. I'm on every single weekday with Riggs, Riggs and Allie on KISS FM. You might be listening on KISS FM right now or one of our sister stations where we do this show every single Sunday morning. You might be listening on 99.1 The Mix or 105.7, which is Hot 105.7, today's hip hop and R&B, or our sports station, 1250 AM WSSP. Either way, welcome to the Public Affairs Show. I am excited to welcome back someone who has become a friend of mine as I have gotten to know her, how she is changing lives, making a difference in the community. Welcome back to my friend Callie from Project Bubbaloo. Hey, Callie.
Oh, thank you. A life changer, huh?
You're That's a life changer. Nice I'm telling you, you are amazing. All of the things that you have done, and I'm excited that you are bringing somebody else on the show as well today, your friend Sam, who we're going to talk to in just a little bit about her journey. But
we're happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you guys. Let's just start with your story, Callie, which is a heartbreaking story that you have turned into something amazing, which is Project Bubbaloo. And then we're going to talk about Hops for Hearts, the big event at the end of this month. So, Callie, tell us about Project Bubbaloo. Let's talk about your story.
Thanks. So when I was 20 weeks pregnant with my son in 2017, I had found out that he had a severe, what we call a critical cardiac defect while I was pregnant. And after he was born, we named him Theo, and he required multiple open heart surgeries, a 6-month-long hospital stay, and we lived there. I mean, we lived at Children's Wisconsin. They became our family. Theo became such an important part of a lot of people's lives, and he fought every day, and after 6 months of fighting, he couldn't anymore, and he told me that he was done. And after that, I knew that I had to do something, and I knew that I had to fill that hole that I had and that love that I had for him with something, and I didn't know what it was. And over time, Project Bubbaloo came about. Bubbaloo was his nickname, and we created this nonprofit with a vision that no person would be limited by their congenital heart disease. And our mission is to bring community awareness of congenital heart disease. Mm-hmm. What is it? Mm-hmm. The damage that it does to our community. Mm-hmm. And also funding really vital research to advance the quality of care to those fighting congenital heart disease. So out of something really tragic and terrible, me and my family tried to make something beautiful. And I feel like we're really reaching our goals and growing every year. So through this process, I've gotten to meet a lot of families, and I'm really excited to have Sam here with me, because I always said after Theo passed that I needed to say his name. I needed to talk about him. I needed people to know about his life, because his life mattered. And through this process, I've gotten to meet a lot of great families. So I'm really excited that Sam's here today to tell us about her son, Weston.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I am doing great. You know, I think everything that Callie says for me is, it just hits home, because I really am a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the fact that through Weston's amazing life, I got to meet someone like Callie and realize how intertwined Theo and Weston's lives are it's kind of chilling in some ways. So my son Weston was born on July 7th. And similar to Callie, at my 21-week ultrasound, we found out that he also had a congenital heart disease. So Weston was born with hypoplastic left heart syndrome, among some other kind of tough venous and anatomy issues that made living for him pretty tough. Weston was probably the ultimate fighter. Just like Theo, he survived 6 glorious months with us. He underwent 4 open heart surgeries. He was on ECMO twice. And through everything, that boy would smile and just continue to remind me that we all can find purpose in life, and we all can continue to live through these amazing kids. And as soon as I came across that in my life and I realized how important Weston was to me and the entire community at Children's, it became clear to me that I needed to do more with my life. So another awesome doctor at Children's kind of told me about Callie, and she's like, I really think you guys would get along great. Just our passions for our kids and our compassion to want to help others is really what started to drive me and really lit a fire in me, even when Weston was still with us. So Callie and I met for the first time, and just our stories of our sons and how much they impacted us or the people around them were so similar. And I decided that Project Bubaloo was the perfect place for me to want to continue to live a Western purpose and just teach people about these kids and help people understand how much of a miracle that they are. And Callie's mission, devoting everything to research back to them and awareness for these kids, is exactly where my passions aligned. And so it was a perfect fit, not only for me to meet Callie and to hear Theo and Weston's amazing stories, but to start getting involved with Project Bubaloo. So I am so excited to be on board.
Yeah, I mean, you both have amazing stories. You both have lost a child as a parent. I can't even imagine what that's like. But as you were talking about, you know, Callie, Sam, it's so true. I always tell her it's amazing that she took that grief and she found a way to turn it into something that helped other people. And here we are, full circle. She is now, you know, has met you, Sam, and you guys are helping support each other because you're going through the same thing that Callie went through. And it's so nice that you guys have that network to really have each other, you know?
Well, I think that the grief that we endured, and I just want to point out that Sam lost her son a month ago. So this is very raw, real grief. And the fact that she, I was definitely not on the radio talking with you a month after Theo passed away. So it just speaks to how incredible she is and how strong her and her family has been. And, you know, but I could see it. I could see that same sort of fire in her that I had. And I think the only way for us, for Project Bubaloo to grow beyond what we are right now, is to get people like Sam on board and excited and motivated. I mean, it infused excitement and motivation in me just to get going. You know, we got more to do. So I'm so happy to have her and to, you know, be there for her through this time, because sometimes you just need to hear that there's a life on the other side of that. And I hope that I can help her through that, through this time. But I'm just amazed by her.
Callie, you just gave me goosebumps when you said that. You're helping people realize there is a life on the other side of losing a child or any kind of grief. I mean, that is a real statement that you can attest to, you know?
Yeah, so. And it's hard. You never forget, and we will never, ever forget Theo, and we will never forget Weston. And they are not alone. We are not rare situations. And that's what the community awareness piece of this is so important, is that we don't want just the heart community involved in this. We want people from the outside to come to our events, fund this research, and help us achieve our goals, because it's a community crisis that I feel like nobody knows about.
Right.
And we're just going to keep screaming it from the rooftops until everybody looks at congenital heart disease the same way that they take childhood cancer into severity, because there are just as many children passing away from this. And I feel like it just does not get the attention that it deserves, and we want to change that.
Yeah, and since you founded Project Bubaloo, you're the co-founder, Callie. You have put on some great events. I've been at your walks. I've been now at Hops for Hearts, which is happening this month. So there is a way for people to get involved and have fun and still do something amazing for the community and parents like you who have lost children to congenital heart disease. So I'm excited for Hops for Hearts because it is this month, and I'm going to be hosting it. Thank you for having me.
But yes, I'm so excited that you want to come drink beer.
I know, right? And so let's talk about what Hops for Hearts is and how someone can come. Anybody can come. It's more. Everyone's more than welcome, right, Callie?
More the merrier. I think we want more people from the outside coming in. So if you're hearing us and you say, hey, I like beer, I like food, I like a good time, please please listen. And you can get tickets for Hops for Hearts at hopsforheartsmke.com. Tickets are $65. This event features 10 local popular breweries. We have 1840, War Pig, Black Husky, Third Space, Lakefront Brewery, New Glarus, One of Us Brewing Company, Supermoon, Component Brewing, Westallion Brewing Company. They're all going to be there, along with Rebel Grace, the country cover band. They're awesome. I know a lot of people have seen them at festivals and things like that from around the area, so we're excited to host them as well. And we have a ton of awesome, awesome auction items as well.
And so this will be Sam's first year at Hops for Hearts?
It will be. I am so excited to be able to go to it and be a part of it. This is also going to be my first opportunity to publicly tell a little bit more about Weston's story and just our journey and how just our perspective on things and how we were in the hospital or just going through our entire journey with him and then leading up to how I got involved with Project Babalu and meeting Callie. I'm really, really excited to be able to talk about that and share that story because I think it will resonate with people in a little bit different way. And I just think that's a huge part of Weston's purpose is just to get his story out there and get involved in this community. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, you're both such an inspiration. I know I've already said this, but, you know, Callie, to put all that energy from the grief of losing your child into Project Bubaloo and doing events like Hops for Hearts this weekend, amazing. And to Sam, who just lost her baby Weston a month ago, I mean, look at you. You're taking that grief, same thing, and putting it into something positive where you can help other people. So props to both of you for that. I just have to say that. Out loud.
Sam's incredible. I just want to say again, I was not on the radio, you know, doing events a month after Theo died. So she's absolutely incredible. And we're really excited to have her tell Weston's story. We're going to do a short program, you know, kind of in the middle of the evening and just tell people about what we're doing and get them excited about donating. All proceeds for this event will be going to our research fund. So the idea is the money that we raise, we have basically a bucket of money, and then researchers from around the Midwest are going to apply for that money. So people can actually see where their money is going. I think a lot of people go to charity events and, you know, they give and give and give, and sometimes you don't feel like you know where it goes. But if you come to one of our events, you know exactly where it's going and the difference that we're making in our community, which I'm really excited about.
And Callie, I would assume that you adding money to the research and helping out with congenital heart disease, that helps children live longer in the future, right?
That's the idea. I think what people don't understand is 30 years ago, kids like Weston and Theo didn't live. They didn't live. There wasn't an option to live. It was they'll live for a day or two, and then it's time to say goodbye. Even though we are not the ideal story where we still lost our children, we still got 6 months with them. We still got that time, and there are kids with both of their defects that live long, long lives. They're going to college. They're getting married. We're seeing a shift in the paradigm of care, and it's because of the research and advancement that's taken place in the past 20 years. And there's momentum here, and we need to keep going. We need to keep improving the quality of care to those getting congenital heart care at Children's, at Lord's. There's so many great research centers around here. We have a lot more to do, and we're excited to be a part of that and hopefully give the researchers the tools and money that they need in order to do that.
Well, and I didn't realize, Callie, when I first got involved with you and working with you in Project Bubaloo, it's amazing. Also, we've talked about children and you and Sam both losing your children to congenital heart disease, but we don't talk about the adults as much because I've had so many adults even come up to me now and say, I have congenital heart disease. And I'm like, I had no idea. All these people living with it, you know, you wouldn't even know.
People are living longer. There are more adults living with congenital heart disease than there are children. So there is a large, large population of adults that have congenital heart disease, but it's because of the advancement of care that's occurred in pediatrics. And we need to keep going. So we're really excited that our event happening on March 25th from 7 to 10, Hops for Hearts. We have beers from 10 different local breweries, so you get a tasting glass. We have food from Zilly Hospitality and live music, also auction items. So if you don't mind, I was just going to list some of our bigger auction items in case people that perked anyone's attention. We have donated by Baird. They gave us box seats to the Brewers-Yankees game, which includes 20 tickets, 7 parking passes, and food and bev. It's worth $4,000. We have a bundled meat package with a $300 Igloo cooler, signed Bucks gear. We have a Dell's package. We have a charter fishing tour. We have a Kohler spa package. We have poker lessons that have been offered by a World Series of Champion poker player. So we have poker lessons that you can take from someone who has won a lot of money. It's my brother-in-law.
nice.
He also helped sponsor our events as well, Brad Jansen. Thank you, Brad. And then also one of the things that I got really excited about, one of the artists that did a mural, one of the murals at the new Bucks Stadium, Cole Kleesner, he just donated a really beautiful canvas painting that he did of Vince Lombardi, and he donated that to us yesterday. It is an incredible piece of art, a one-of-a-kind. Anybody that has a sports basement or anything to hang it up in, I mean, it's just a work of art, and I'm really excited. He actually had a niece recently that had open heart surgery for congenital heart disease, so his family has become more involved with this, and I'm so excited that he was able to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. You got some amazing items. What's that, Sam?
I was just going to say, Kelly showed me a little sneak peek of the picture, and I showed it to my husband, and he was like, oh, without a doubt, we're bidding on that. We need that for our house. It's so cool.
He knew.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
He knew he wanted to bid on it. That's fantastic. So if you're just joining us, I've been talking to my friend Kelly, and Sam is joining us as well, about Hops for Hearts, the second annual Hops for Hearts for Project Bubbaloo, helping Project Bubbaloo's with congenital heart disease, their research fund. Did I say that right, Kelly? Allie, or did I mess all that up?
No. It's for our research fund. We are actively funding research in the Midwest for congenital heart disease. So after we do this event, we're going to have a big pot of money that we can give out, and people can see where their money is going and their money in action and the difference that we're making in the community. Mm-hmm. I did want to just give a shout out to some of our sponsors. This is being presented by the Lindblom Foundation. Josh Lindblom is one of our brewer's pitchers, and him and his wife have a daughter, Monroe, who has congenital heart disease, and they're one of the big reasons why we're able to host this event. So thank you to them. R5 Construction, Fort Imprint, Sandy Kavish, Brad Jansen Law, Amy and Clint Wandra, Martin Schmidt Trucking, Jeff Harwath Builders, Connor Agamite, Jones Tax Help, the Alana Rose Foundation, and Colvin Family Chiropractic. It's all made in part by them. So thank you for their sponsorship, and we really hope people can come and help support our mission to fund this research that's very needed.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great event. I was there for the first annual. I'll be there for the second annual. I'll be helping you MC the whole event. And the first year was fantastic. I know, Sam, this will be your first year getting to see it in person, I think. But it's great because you're just looking for something fun to do on a Friday night. You have all these beer stations, all this food, a band, live music, and your ticket is just giving back to, you know, Project Bubbaloo and congenital heart disease research, which I can say clearly if I just work on it. So it's going to be a good night, and I'm very excited to be there. So thank you so much, Callie, for putting this on again, and thank you, Sam, for joining us today.
Any last words
about congenital heart disease and why it's so important to come to Hops for Hearts on March 25th?
March 25th, I just want to put the website out there one more time, hopsforheartsmke.com. And Sam, if you wanted to close this out, just that's why this is important.
For me, you know, before I had Weston and before we found out about Weston's diagnosis, I was one of the people who had no idea what congenital heart disease. I'll completely admit it. I was one of the people who probably, like a lot of people out there listening to this message, I had no clue. And until our world was rocked with learning about it, and then you see how amazing this community and how amazing people like Callie are and how amazing when we actually spread word out there and get it out to people, how many people actually realize, hey, I may know somebody that had a congenital heart defect, or maybe I had one, or maybe a family member had one, and you start to see how the word can spread and the community can grow. It's intoxicating. And I can't wait to see the support we have on March 25th and continuing in the future. I think being able to do something for these kids, for the hospitals, for the community should get everybody just really pumped up, plus some beer and live music on a Friday night in Wisconsin. I feel like that is exactly what I would want to do. So
absolutely.
I'm really excited about this event. So I'm just looking forward to everybody being there and seeing what fun and learning and just promoting this amazing community can do. And I'm ready to jump all in.
All right. Well, I can't wait to meet you, Sam, on the 25th of this month. I look forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited. I hope everybody buys their tickets and wants to have a great time.
Yes. Once again, the website is hopsforheartsmke.com. And then I will see both you ladies on March 25th at Coast for the big event. All right.
Great. Awesome. Thanks, Allie.